And the next one, which is a sort of adolescent poem of a slight disillusionment, I suppose. What I expected was thunder, fighting, long struggles with men, and climbing. After continual straining, I should grow strong. Then the rocks would shake, and I rest long. What I had not foreseen was the gradual day weakening the will, leaking the brightness of way, the lack of good to touch, the fading of body and soul, smoke before wind, corrupt, unsubstantial. The wearing of time and the watching of cripples pass with limbs shaped like questions in their odd twist. The pulverous grief melting the bones with pity, the sick falling from earth, these I could not foresee. Expecting always some brightness to hold in trust, some final innocence exempt from dust, that hanging solid would dangle through all, like the created poem or the faceted crystal. I think that all through the early 1930s, there was a feeling of living between two wars. In fact, I've been reading lots of documents about Auden lately, and I'm really surprised how much really we were conscious of the First World War, which after all was only 10 years before we were at 20 or so, but which seemed tremendously remote, because things that happened 10 years before you're 20 do seem very remote, more even than quite remote things in history. But nevertheless, we were very aware of this, and I think also we were very aware of the possibility of another war happening. I think this possibility became more or less a certainty about 1933, but already in 1929, owing to the unemployment and various sort of disasters, there was a feeling, that civilization was breaking down, and that a very strong feeling of that kind, I mean, quite as strong as people had about the atom bomb or the H-bomb some years ago. And this rather sort of overhung us, really. Who live under the shadow of a war? What can I do that matters? My pen stops and my laughter, dancing, stop or ride to a gap. How often on the powerful crest of pride I am shot with thought that halts the untamed horses of the blood, the grip on good, that moving, whimpering, and mating bear tunes to deaf ears, stuffed with the realer passions of the earth beneath this hearth